A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 11. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea. Und wir sind zurück mit einer weiteren Episode von Coffee Break German.
We are indeed. Now, this is episode 11 of season 2. And if it happens to be the first episode you've ever listened to, because you've found us in iTunes or on our website, then you should know that you can go right back to the beginning of season 1 and start learning German with us. However, if you've been listening all the way through, then you'll be ready for some more German. And today we're going to take forward this idea of subordinate clauses.
Yes, and we saw subordinate clauses before when we looked at sentences with weil.
We did indeed. And we also hope that you enjoyed our little test in the last episode. And I was quite pleased to see quite how much German we've learned in season 2. Now, coming up in this episode, we also will be speaking to Julia, our cultural correspondent. Okay, it's time to begin today's lesson. Are we ready? Bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Und du?
Ja, ich bin bereit. Also, los geht's. Okay, Andrea, you mentioned that we are looking at subordinate clauses, but what is the key function that we're looking at in this lesson?
So we're looking at how to make a request.
Something that we very often have to do when we are in Germany, Austria or Switzerland, and we need to ask people to do something.
Yes, we're actually telling them that we want them to do something.
Okay.
And the structure in German is very different from the structure in English, which makes this very interesting.
Okay, I think we'd be best to take an example.
Yes, I'm going to formulate a request for you, Mark.
Okay.
Mark, ich möchte, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Okay, so let's hear that slower, please.
Mm-hmm. Mark, ich möchte, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Right, so thinking about this and thinking about the literal translation there, are you saying something like, I would like that you the window open?
Genau.
I would like that you the window open. Let's hear it one more time.
Ich möchte, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Ich möchte, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Genau.
So that's from the verb öffnen.
Genau.
To open. Du öffnest. That's just a normal verb.
Yeah.
Just present tense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to why I'm asking that a little later. But ich möchte, I would like, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Sehr gut.
Okay, could we have another example?
Klar. Ich will, dass frische Luft ins Haus kommt.
Fresh air? Something to do with fresh air?
Genau. Ich will, dass frische Luft ins Haus kommt.
I want, ich will, ja. Yeah. I want that fresh air into the house comes.
Genau.
I want there to be fresh air in the house. Okay, that's an interesting one because we wouldn't really see it like that in English.
Yeah, but frische Luft is a very important concept for the Germans.
Yeah, okay. Ich will, dass frische Luft ins Haus kommt.
Genau.
Okay, one more example.
Ich will, dass das Haus gut riecht.
You want the house to smell nice.
Yeah.
That's that riechen verb, isn't it?
Genau.
Ich rieche, uh-huh. Menschenfleisch, yeah. Okay. So, riechen, to smell. I want the house to smell nice.
Yeah.
But what you've said is, I want that the house smells nice.
Yes.
Let's hear it in German.
Ich will, dass das Haus gut riecht.
Ich will, dass das Haus gut riecht. Okay, Can we go back to the very first example and use that one to talk a little about what's happening here with the grammar? So that was, I want that you open the window. I want you to open mm-hmm. the window.
So we use with das a subordinate clause, a so Nebensatz.
It's just like weil then.
Yes, exactly. It's the same structure, just instead of weil, we use das.
So, and this construction here, ich möchte, I would like, or mm-hmm. ich will, mm-hmm. Dass du das Fenster öffnest. The verb is going to the end.
Exactly.
So, du öffnest das Fenster, you open the window, mm-hmm. but I want you to open the window. Ich will, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Sehr gut, ja.
Okay. Earlier I asked, is that just a normal verb? Is it just a present tense verb? And the reason I asked that is because if anyone of our listeners have perhaps learned French or Spanish or Italian, they are probably thinking of this construction the same way as I am thinking of it and wondering if we need some kind of subjunctive there. I want that you do something.
Nein. Nein, absolut nicht.
Also Deutsch ist einfacher.
No, German is really much simpler.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Okay. Could we perhaps have some more examples of this construction?
Ja, klar. Mark, ich möchte, dass du mir einen Kaffee machst.
Okay. You're saying, Mark, I want you to make me a coffee.
Genau.
So can I try saying this mm-hmm. back? Ich möchte, dass du...
Mir,
mm-hmm. einen Kaffee machen?
Machst.
Oh, of course, it's conjugated.
It's du.
Du, yeah. Okay. Ich, yeah, that's the main difference, genau. Isn't it, in English? Because we're thinking in English, I want you to make me a coffee. But in German, I want that you make, conjugated verb, yeah. a coffee.
Genau.
Of course, in English, make and to make sound the same, so it is a little bit complicated. But here in German, we're talking about the difference between the conjugated verb, in this case, machst, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously in English, the infinitive. So, ich will, dass du mir einen Kaffee machst.
Yes, I was a bit politer than you. I said, ich möchte, dass du mir einen Kaffee machst.
I would like you to make mm-hmm. me a coffee. Okay. But let's just think about this grammatically, because we've got einen Kaffee, which is the object of the sentence in the accusative case.
Yeah.
Einen Kaffee. And we've got another object, this time an indirect object, to me, mir, being the dative case. That
genau.
Correct? Yeah. Oh, I think I'm getting this. Could I say then, if I were reporting what's happening here, could I say, Andrea möchte, dass ich,
ihr
einen Kaffee mache.
Ja, sehr gut, super.
Andrea möchte, dass ich ihr einen Kaffee mache.
Genau.
Or du möchtest, dass ich dir einen Kaffee mache.
Sehr gut, mache. Ja.
I'm keeping wondering what's happening with this verb. Okay, what about another example?
Ja, zum Beispiel, meine Mutter will, dass ich sie anrufe.
My mother wants me to call her.
Genau.
Why is it sie and not ihr?
Weil anrufen mit einem Akkusativ geht.
Right, so anrufen then basically takes a direct object.
Genau.
Okay, I suppose I'm comparing this to French and other languages, and perhaps that's not always the best idea, but in my head it works that way, and perhaps some of our listeners also can compare between one language and another. So anrufen, you call someone and that's a direct object.
Genau, it's anrufen plus Akkusativ.
Okay, and for example, if it were schreiben, would that be a
Nein,
dative?
Das ist Dativ,
right.
Ja.
So, meine Mutter will, dass ich ihr einen Brief schreibe.
Sehr gut, ja.
Einen Brief?
Genau.
Okay. Meine Mutter will, dass ich einen,
dass ich ihr
einen Brief schreibe.
Genau.
Okay. What happens, however, if, for example, you don't want me to open the window?
Aha, wir benutzen nicht. We use nicht.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, Ich möchte nicht, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Okay, thinking back to the English, I don't want you to open the window, mm-hmm. as opposed to I want you not to open the window, which mm-hmm. sounds a little bit strange. But either way, we're still using an infinitive in English, to open.
Genau.
But in German, we need to conjugate that verb. But our nicht goes with the first part. Is that right?
Yes, normally it would.
Okay.
I could say, ich möchte, dass du das Fenster nicht öffnest. But it would be a bit odd.
Okay.
It's grammatically correct, but it's a bit odd to point out.
Okay.
That you don't want
yeah. someone to do something. Yeah. I think it also perhaps involves a complication in that we might not necessarily know where to put the nicht.
Exactly. I think if you put the nicht in the first sentence in the main clause, you're good.
Okay. So ich möchte nicht, dass du das Fenster öffnest.
Genau.
Meine Mutter will nicht, dass ich sie anrufe.
Genau.
Okay. Can we come up with one other example?
Zum Beispiel, mein Mann möchte nicht, dass ich beim Discounter einkaufe.
Okay, so your husband doesn't want you to buy things at the discount store.
Nein.
Okay, I'll not ask why.
Mein Mann mag Luxus.
Ah, look at him. He likes luxury, I guess.
Genau. There are also other verbs we can use other than just want and would like.
Okay, can I suggest that we leave those ones for after the break? And we will do a little more practice of this. And we've also got to speak to Julia. For now, let's take a short break.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, in this episode so far, we've been talking about things that other people want us to do and perhaps don't want us to do. And I believe that Julia has some stories to tell us about rules and things that happen in German-speaking parts of the world.
Yes, they're very important rules.
Well, let's hear what Julia has to say. Hallo, Julia.
Guten Tag, Marc und Andrea. Und hallo an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Ich bin's wieder, Julia, eure Kulturreporterin. Now, today I have a little story I'd like to share with you. I recently moved flats in Berlin, and my new neighbors and I unfortunately didn't get off to a great start. I needed to put up my new shelves and drill some holes into a wall, and since I had been busy all week long, I decided to do it on a Sunday. Big mistake, as I soon found out. Two rather angry neighbors came over and reminded me that I was ignoring Sonntagsruhe. Sunday rest. And I suddenly became aware of a very German thing that I would like to talk to you about. Ruhezeiten. The German word for rest, Ruhe, can be used for different times in the day or week, and as you might expect from the very organized Germans, these times are defined by law. When we talk about apartment buildings, the law states that tenants have to stick to Sonntagsruhe, Mittagsruhe and Nachtruhe. So apart from Sonntagsruhe, as I said, all Sunday long and also on national holidays, tenants have to keep the noise level low from Monday to Saturday between 1 to 3 p.m. This is called Mittagsruhe. They also have to keep Nachtruhe from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Exact times can differ from building to building and can be found in the individual Hausordnung, house rules. I know, it sounds very strict, and it seems as if we can never listen to music loudly in Germany or have a party at home. Keine Sorge, don't worry, of course we can. It's just custom that before you do, you let your neighbors know it could get a little bit louder with a note or even an invitation to the party that you put up in the hallway. In one of the earlier episodes, I already mentioned that the shops in Germany are closed on Sundays. Now that you know about the Sonntagsruhe that applies to residential areas, when driving through Germany and, in fact, Switzerland and Austria too, you might notice something different on the motorways on Sundays or on national holidays. You will not, or should not, find any trucks there because of the Wochenendfahrverbot. Okay, let's have a think about that wonderful German compound word. You know all the bits, I'm sure. Wochenende, weekend. Then you've got fahren, to drive. And I'm sure you've heard the word verboten, forbidden. So this Wochenendfahrverbot is a law which bans these vehicles from driving on Sundays and gives all the people traveling by car much more space on the road. You may think we are a bit strict, but we like to think that these rules help us respect each other and our way of life. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Danke, Julia. Andrea, have you had any experiences of such things, of the Hausordnung and so on?
Of course, Mark. I love the Hausordnung and the Mittagsruhe. They're very, very important for me. I am from Switzerland, mm-hmm. and we actually have a national Hausordnung, which is legally binding. So careful when in Switzerland, learn the Ruhezeiten, know when you can play the flute and sing and listen to music.
So if I were to say, Andrea, I don't want you to play the flute before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, that's about right.
How would I say that? Let's see if I can work it out. Ich will nicht, dass du, I have no idea how to say
that. Die Flöte.
Die Flöte, yeah. Dass du die Flöte spielst.
Yes.
Or if I'm going to say when you're going to do it, let's see if I can do that. Ich will nicht, dass du die Flöte vor 8 Uhr am Morgen spielst.
Sehr gut. I like that. You can be my neighbor.
Okay, right. You said earlier that there are some other verbs that we can use in the same way. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, of course. So we looked at möchten und yeah. wollen. Uh-huh. Maybe we want to also quickly conjugate wollen.
Yeah, warum nicht?
So ich will, du willst, er, sie, es will, wir wollen. Ihr wollt, sie wollen.
Okay, just a little bit irregular then. We've come across ich will and du willst before, but genau. Good to hear the whole conjugation. Okay, you mentioned other verbs.
Yes, exactly. There is one very interesting verb, which is verlangen, to demand.
Verlangen.
Yes.
V-E-R-langen.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, verlangen.
And we would use this, for example, when we make a complaint.
Oh, okay.
Yes, for example, at the train station, mm-hmm. you're maybe very annoyed with something and you want a new ticket. Mm-hmm. Ich verlange, dass Sie mir ein neues Ticket geben.
Ich verlange, dass Sie mir ein neues Ticket geben.
Genau.
Now, that, again, to me, when I first heard that, I thought that geben was an infinitive, but of course it's not. It's the Z form, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, ich verlange, dass Sie mir ein neues Ticket geben.
Yeah, ein neues Ticket.
Ein neues is a das word.
Genau.
Ein neues Ticket geben. Okay. And what about another verb you mentioned?
Yes, we have also, we use the word erwarten, to expect.
It's linked to warten, to wait, is that right?
Yes, it means to expect.
To expect, yeah, something, okay.
And we can use this when we make demands. Mm-hmm. So zum Beispiel, Franz erwartet, dass die Suppe im Restaurant heiß ist.
Which is natural if we're getting soup, unless it's gazpacho in Spain.
Yes, yes.
That it should be hot.
Yes, so but we can look at this sentence in two ways. Mm-hmm. That Franz thinks that the soup should be hot in the restaurant. But also that Franz is really annoyed because the soup is not hot. And he says, ich erwarte, dass die Suppe im Restaurant heiß ist. And he expresses his anger and his demand that the soup will be made hot now.
Okay, so Franz erwartet, mm-hmm. dass die Suppe im Restaurant heiß ist.
Genau.
Okay, so the verb is going to the end in this subordinate clause.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, is it time to put this in practice now?
Ja, genau. Mark, ich möchte, dass du die folgenden Sätze übersetzt.
You want me to translate the following phrases.
Genau, sehr okay. gut. So zuerst auf Deutsch ins Englische.
Ins Englische, ja, okay.
Silvia will, dass Peter das Abendessen kocht.
I see it one more time.
Silvia will, dass Peter das Abendessen kocht.
Okay, here I think that Sylvia wants Peter to cook the evening meal.
Genau, super.
Okay. Number two.
Manuel möchte, dass morgen das Wetter gut ist.
Okay, so let's hear that one more time.
Manuel möchte, dass morgen das Wetter gut ist.
Would that be Manuel would like the weather to be good tomorrow?
Genau, sehr gut, super.
That tomorrow the weather good is.
Genau.
Okay, number three.
Claudia will nicht, dass ihre Tochter den kurzen Rock trägt.
Noch einmal bitte.
Claudia will nicht, dass ihre Tochter den kurzen Rock trägt.
Okay, Rock, is that a skirt?
Yeah.
Okay, I think then this is Claudia doesn't want her daughter to wear the short skirt.
Genau.
Okay, Claudia will nicht, dass ihre Tochter den kurzen Rock trägt.
Sehr gut, super, ja.
Okay, und Nummer vier.
Der Schaffner verlangt, dass alle ihre Tickets zeigen.
Let's hear that one again.
Der Schaffner verlangt, dass alle ihre Tickets zeigen.
Okay, I'm not sure about der Schaffner. Something to do with a ticket collector, perhaps.
Ja, der Schaffner ist der Mann, der die Tickets kontrolliert.
Okay, so the person that checks tickets in the
train. Ja, genau.
Okay. Okay, I have to admit that I'm struggling a little with this one because to me there doesn't seem to be a subject in the second part. The ticket collector demands, verlangt, you said. And then the next part you said was?
Dass alle ihre Tickets zeigen.
Does alle mean everyone here?
Yeah.
Okay, so the ticket collector demands that everyone, is it their tickets show? Mm-hmm. That the ticket collector demands everyone to show their tickets.
Genau.
Okay. It's a little bit complicated, that one. Der Schaffner verlangt, dass alle ihre Tickets zeigen.
Super.
Okay. Right. I think it's time to go from English into German.
Genau. Helene wants Thomas to go shopping.
Okay, Helene will, dass Thomas einkauft?
Ja.
Okay, because it's a subordinate clause and the separable verb doesn't separate.
Genau.
Okay, I just needed to kind of work that out in my head.
Sehr gut.
Helene will, dass Thomas einkauft.
Genau, sehr gut.
Nummer 6.
We would like our hotel to be clean.
Okay, I'll have a go here. I'm not quite sure about clean. Let's do clean first. I think, is there a verb, putzen, to clean?
Ja.
And does the adjective come from that?
Nein, nein. Das Adjektiv ist sauber.
Sauber. Okay, so wir möchten, dass unser Hotel sauber ist.
Sehr gut, ja.
Wir möchten, dass unser Hotel sauber ist.
Super.
Okay. Nummer 7.
People expect buses in Germany to be punctual.
Indeed. People expect buses in Germany to be punctual. Okay, I've got to try this. Can I say die Leute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Die Leute erwartet.
Erwarten. It's plural. It's plural.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Die Leute erwarten, dass die Busse?
Dass die Busse oder das Busse?
Dass Busse in Deutschland pünktlich sind.
Genau, sehr gut.
Can we hear it from you?
Die Leute erwarten, dass Busse in Deutschland pünktlich sind.
Pünktlich sind. Is there another way of saying that for people expect?
Man erwartet.
Man erwartet, okay. One expects, that kind of idea. Man erwartet, dass Busse in Deutschland pünktlich
mit Umlaut.
Pünktlich sind.
Genau.
Okay, and the last one.
Rudolf doesn't want his mother to call him because he wants to watch TV.
This is tricky. Okay, this is tricky because I think we've got two subordinate clauses here, haven't we?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Right, let's split them up. Rudolf will nicht, dass ihre...
Seine Rudolf ist mein...
Ja, okay. Rudolf will nicht, dass seine Mutter ihn anruft, weil er will Fernsehen?
Almost. Your word order is a little bit off.
In the second part.
Yes.
Yeah, because the vowel should put the verb to the end.
Yes.
Okay. And the verb, the conjugated verb here is will.
Genau.
Yeah? Okay, right. I'll try this again then. I'll just do the last part. Mm-hmm. Weil er Fernsehen will.
Super.
Right, so the whole thing. Rudolf will nicht, dass seine Mutter ihn anruft, weil er Fernsehen will.
Super, sehr gut gemacht, Mark.
I'm exhausted.
I believe that, yeah.
These are tricky subordinate clauses here, and I think we should leave it there for this lesson. Okay, this has certainly been a long episode of Coffee Break German, but we hope that you have enjoyed it. You can, of course, get more out of your Coffee Break German experience by heading over to coffeebreakgermanplus.com, where you'll find access to our video versions of the lessons, the bonus audio materials, and our lesson notes. All that at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Yes, and as a challenge, we would like to hear about your Hausordnung today. Do you have any interesting rules in your house? What can and can't people do? You can post a comment on the website or on our Facebook page linked to this lesson. Feel free to write in English, or if you fancy a challenge, why not try to come up with a sentence using Ich will nicht das.
Ich will nicht das. I don't want something to be the case. Or I don't want people to do such and such and so on. Okay.
Exactly.
Interesting. We are, of course, also on Twitter. That's Learn German on Twitter. And we're on Instagram too at Coffee Break German. Just have a look on Instagram for us. There's one other thing I want to mention, and that is if you have time to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be fantastic. Ausgezeichnet. You can let us know what you think of the course. That is it for now. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.